we're up to the question, the Shivsa. Okay, so Tosus is on Kuzainam Beis, Hasim Shem Shivsa. So it's basically the Gemara brought in, it was a question of whether if you feed someone you have to wash, the guy who feeds. So it brought in a Gemara by a Brisa from Yuma. So the Gemara, I'll read the Gemara again. I don't know if I need this right now. I read the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tashma, the Tani Dev Nashia, Rishim Lelomer Isham Dichas Yada Achas Bemayim, and Osenis Paslav Na Katan. So a woman could wash her hands, one hand in water, and feed her son, who's a child, on Yom Kippur. And it's not going to be a violation of the Isser of Yom Kippur, of Rechitza on Yom Kippur. Amrul Hashem has luck and Shalom Ratzal Achav Yadu Achaz. The Hashem has said, didn't even want to do one hand, he didn't feed at all. The Gozul of Shalom Shalom, and there goes there that you feed with two hands. Okay, so you see though, what's the, you see from the other one wants to show, apparently, why they have to wash to feed their kid, what does it have to do? Why should they have to do that? It must be because of the halacha of a Michael. It has to deal with Dayim. Somebody says, no. So that's not because of the mitzvah of until Sinayim. That's because of a separate thing, because of Ruach Ra. Rashi. So Rashi says, Isha medicha yadamayim, and we keep on that pish as a brachita, tirli Isha, ladiach yadachas, ligam bepas. So you see, Rashi says that this shifts as a ruach ra that comes on your hands in the morning, and if you don't wash your hands in the morning, so normally you just wash your hands in the morning. And then you get off this ruach ra, and then you don't have any problem. Whenever you eat, you have no problems. But on Yom Kippur, you can't wash your hands in the morning because there's an isur b'chitza. So therefore, you have to leave it on there. But when it comes to feeding your kid, now you can have this ruach ra, and it's going to be a danger if you touch the food and give it to your kid. So for sakana, it's going to be mutter. Or something like that. I mean, I have to see exactly. But I mean, it'll be mutter to feed it because of your kid.
That's the general idea.
The general idea, right. Okay. So that's Rashi. So Tosus says like this: Tosus Mishum Shivsa Pirish Bekuntres Ruach Ra Shor Al Hayadayim Shlonot Lu Shachres. Rabbeinu Tamefarish to Blon Sinus Pasal Tinok Mutar Li Tol Yadav Shachres Biyomik Purim to Lo Garam Elachos Beter Vitzova Demrina Shorchet Kedarka Veina Choshesh Veina Chol Mechachos BeYoser Mizeh Shein Yacholika BePiv Veina VeChodma BeAznav DeBeKulo Demrina Perakshon Shatzim DeTikatzet Yadav Mishum Bas Melach VeShivsa. I'm sorry, Bishop Shas Melach. So what he's saying is like this, is that Rabbi Natan says that if you're this type of Ruach Ra, which comes on your hands in the morning, is such a serious Ruach Ra, you can't touch your eyes, your nose, your ears, it's really bad. So he says that you're allowed to even wash off even without defeating your kid. Because that's if your hands are dirty, you're allowed to wash your hands. Not and worse. What dirt is there worse than what dirt, which is if you touch your ears or your eyes or your nose, it's gonna cause a harm. It's gonna actually harm you. So this is the worst dirt possible. I said, you're allowed to wash dirt off on Yom Kippur. So that doesn't come under this sort of Rechita. It's Rechita's Taina or something like that. You're allowed to wash off dirt. Since you're allowed to wash the dirt, this is the best dirt. So if that's the case, so what does Rashi have to say if it's talking about the stuff that Rashi's talking, this stuff from the morning? You don't need the case of the feeding in order to mati that. That's mutter anyways. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, what does Rabbeinu Tam say? I mean, apparently Rashi holds not mutter anyways, right? I mean, that's the machlokas.
Right.
Is that mutter to wash off in the morning, right? That's the machlokas. Okay, but so what does Rabbeinu Tam say? Shiv said, the halacha yishlafarish can wash him pirish Rabbeinu Chananel. Ruach ra shor al ochel, kishabal litain hapas latinog vendalid vechamisha shanim. Vechonekes also, I'm not telling you the verse of Shah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying it's a special kind of ruach ra that's on food or on bread, and if you feed it's on bread. If you feed a kid who's between 4 and 5 years old, you feed him bread without washing your hands, so it's going to cause some sort of a thing. It's going to cause him to choke or whatever. It's going to hurt him.
Only between 4 and 5 years, younger or
that. Tinok Ben, I don't know. I'm not sure. Tinok ben dal
yeshanim. Why would a 4 or 5 year old be choking on something and a 3 year old not? That doesn't make any sense.
Why would something make you choke only if you touch it with dirty hands?
Right. But it's on the ground.
I don't know. He just says, so I don't know. And does he mean less than that? I don't know. Whatever. But it's just hard to know if you don't know the science. I mean, there are things that exist only for 4 or 5 year olds. You know, whatever. Whatever. It doesn't make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying is, that's, he can't say it, so that's why he's getting it out. And apparently this rachra doesn't exist. Stam, you can touch whatever you want, as long as you don't feed a kid. So that's why he gets at Rashi's problem. You can't wash it off because it's not titter tzoe. You can't just wash it off stam because it's not really dirt. It only becomes a problem when you want to feed the kid. So now to feed the kid, you're allowed to wash it off. Okay, so that's how he gets at Rashi's problem.
A different rochra.
And then he says, you're mashen on esar machshav mizah. The fish ain't no surochra matzah benenu. Kamo shen on esar malazugo. So he says, this doesn't exist anymore. I guess from observations, it doesn't exist anymore. Right, I guess they didn't interview the Rochra, but apparently they noticed it doesn't exist anymore. So since it didn't exist anymore, so they didn't have to keep that halacha. Right? I mean, it's interesting. It's good to tell us to know about, you know? Just like it's like the meat and the fish, you know? Right. It's interesting, he's not saying that it changed. I mean, that there was a mistake. I mean, whatever. I mean, he's not thinking there's a position on it. He's just saying it's not, we don't have it. It's
can
not much of an
answer.
He says, Umash ain anu nitharam achshav mazah. The fact that we're not Zahir nowadays from this, because this Rochra isn't common amongst, isn't found amongst us. Just like we don't worry about Zigos and Giloi. Right? It's a danger. So danger has to be based on his Matzoi, it's not Matzoi. Right? And it's not Matzoi. He's not saying that necessarily it was a wrong science, but he's saying it doesn't exist nowadays. So whatever it is, I don't know were they right, were they wrong, whatever it is, the bottom line is that it doesn't exist.
We know we don't have it.
You're right. Now, and he's not saying once they assert it, it's assert. He's not saying that. Right? He's not saying that.
That's what supposed to know.
You know? He's not saying that. He's not saying, when he says assert, there was halachos. Apparently, no. There's no issue. I mean, it's all totally in the health.
Shom or nafsho.
Exactly. This was the halachos has to be shom or nafsho. So if this is not around, it's not around. And he's not saying you have to worry, well, since they had it, it must be it exists now and we don't know about it. I mean, apparently he's not going to bend his mind like that. Apparently, look, it doesn't exist. You don't have to assume it exists, it doesn't exist.
So
what we got to do here, the first thing we got to do is that the fun machlokes between Ravina Tam and Rashi. The question is, why are you allowed to wash your hands in the morning to get off the ruach ra, which is if you touch your ears and your eyes and your nose, it's going to be dangerous? Is that considered to come under the category you're allowed to wash off dirt? It's the biggest dirt possible. Or you say, no, it's not. Right? That's one thing to take up. After that, I think we should take up the Gemara there, is what's the deal with how it played out with Yom Kippur. Like, why they matted it, and what's the Shammai, and that whole thing, you know? But for starters, then, let's just take a look at Rashi Ben Tam. And it seems like you'll put a good attack. I mean, a lot of wash off Tid and So, and this is the greatest Tid and So, so could you argue with that? I mean, it's what Tid is, you get a little dirty. I mean, this stuff is dangerous. You put it in your eyes, it's going to actually harm you. So how could you argue with that? It's just on a basic level. I mean, it's just a simple thing, is that that washing is awesome. There's normal washing. Washing everybody is awesome. But there's a different kind. See, there's different kinds of washing. There's a character of washing off dirt. That's a certain character of an activity. That you have dirt on your skin and you're washing off the dirt. So saying that's what's mutter. That's mutter. You're allowed to do that. As opposed to just washing their body. Right? But I'd say is that the problem with this ruach ra is it's like an invisible dirt. I mean, now, it's true, it's very real, but you wouldn't say, like, the character of the activity is one which you're washing off the dirt. I mean, you're washing your skin. I mean, it's true, functionally, it has the effect that it gets off this invisible stuff, which is going to protect you. I mean, but in terms of the character of the activity, is that thing which is invisible isn't going to define the character of the activity. So basically, you're just washing your body. There's no tit and sala. There is no tit and soa. So tit and soa is a different kind of a rechitza. Washing off tit and soa. You're washing off dirt. But this, you can't say there's an invisible tit and soa. I mean, it's not... I mean, it's true. In effect, it might be have a greater effect than dirt. But bottom line is, in terms of the rechitza, the type of rechitza is also. Now, there's a matir of rechitza of tit and soa. Now, this isn't tit and soa. This is not. It's not a tit and soa. Right? So that's going to be Rashi's argument. Right? So what's the counter argument to that? I mean, that's a good argument. What Jake says is that, no, but the Isra is Rechitza Steinuk. Rechitza Steinuk, that's the whole thing. It's, you know, it's the Yom Inoin, and I'll be involved in Steinuk. So it's Rechitza Steinuk. So it's true, you may not call this Ruach Ra'ah dirt, technically, but you couldn't say I'm doing Rechitza Steinuk. I mean, why is it mutter to wash off dirt? It's because it's not a Rechitza Steinuk, it's a washing off dirt. Now, this is certainly a Rechitza, there's even more of a reason to wash it off. There's a different motivation than washing it off, even a greater motivation than washing off dirt. So it's not a Steinuk, it's a Rechitza of washing off Ruach Ra'ah. Don't call it Tirur Tzoa, just call it Ruach Ra'ah, whatever. But it's not Rechitza Steinuk, it should be Mufka from Rechitza of Steinuk, so it should be mutter. Maybe the thing is, I guess, is that you have here, why is there a taheter, for instance, for Tit and Tzoa? So because it's a funny halacha, I mean, Rechitza is Atzer. So Rechitza is one of the names, so what's has a taheter, Tit and Tzoa? So it's definitely based upon because of Tainug, because the whole thing is, you know, it's because of Tainug, and Tit and Tzoa is not Tainug, right? But maybe the question is, how halachically does that set itself up? I have two svaras, by the way. I'm going to first go with one that's more similar to David's. Sure. But so how does it set itself up?
Not so much mine. Okay. Remembering all
this. Okay, fine. So how do you understand? Right, so what's the deal with, how does Tirtzoa set itself up? So do you say the halacha is, the Isser is only Rechitza Steinuk? Okay? Rechitza Steinuk is the Isser. So Tirtzoa isn't Rechitza Steinuk. If that's the case, then what Jake said is correct, and this isn't Rechitza Steinuk either. Okay? Or do you say no? You say Rechitza is Asar. The Isser is Rechitza. I mean, the Isser doesn't have a category. But since the whole idea behind it is because Yom Shel Inoy, so the Titter Tzoa is Mufka from the Isser. It's like a Matir. That's what Inochosh means. They Matired a Rechitza of Titter Tzoa. Because it's like mufka from the ordinary rechitza. That's a category, that's a different kind of a rechitza. It sets itself apart as a different kind of a rechitza, tiritzoa, because you're washing off dirt. But if that's the case, then when it comes to the Ruach Ra'ah, so then you can't say that. That doesn't have an objective category of a rechitza, which it fits into, which is going to be removed from this rechitza. Now, if you had another kind of rechitza, which is differentiated from Tainuk, so then there's a safka mufka, but this doesn't fit into that category, so therefore there's no enter. See, the problem is that rechitza Tainuk is a hard category. It's like bringing intent into the picture. I'm washing for pleasure. I mean, that's like it's loose because like it has to do with intent. It's not normal halachic. Normal halacha has a definition of activities. So saying Rechitza of Tainug, even though it's more online in terms of the Tama Davar, but it's hard for halachic structure. That's the way Rashi formulates it. Right? So that's the way Rebbeinu Tam formulates it. Rechitza Tainug is also. So therefore, it's mutter if it's Ruach Ra'ah, it's not Rechitza Tainug. But Rashi says, well, you can't have a halacha of Rechitza's Tainug. Rechitza's Tainug has to be a tzura to the Isser. So I mean, Tainug is a question of his intent. So therefore, what do they say halachically? Halachically, Rechitza is Asr. But if you have, since the whole Talmud was because of Tainug, they said that im hayu yodim l'chokhs betir v'tzoa, then rochus kragvei rechoshesh. They said that that's a categorical rechitza, which is mufka from the whole realm of Tainug, so they matir that. So that's mutter. So Tainug, it's not like rechitza Tainug is also with a positive character of Tainug, because there's no, that's a case by case kavana thing. Rather, Rechitza is a category is Asar, but they remove that which is objectively anal a Tainug, you know what I mean? But that's the Rechitza of Tirin Tzoa. But if that's the case, Ruach Ra'ah falls through the cracks, because Ruach Ra'ah can't be classified as a Tirin Tzoa because it's not a substance of Tirin Tzoa. So therefore, it's just going to come under the generic Isser of Rechitza. The big thing is like this, is that then there's why, let's say I would try to say that really it is Tirutzel. I assume that really only Matir. Let's assume everyone holds that really it's not Rechitz Tainug. Rechitz is Asa, but the Matir is Tirutzel. But why don't you say that this Rochra is Tirutzel? I mean, what is it? Let's say it's germs. Okay? It's microscopic germs. So why is that not a Tirutzel? I mean, it's small Tirutzel, but it's Tirutzel nonetheless. So the answer is, you'll have to say, is because a halacha, like lo l'natol l'machay shoris, that the halacha doesn't recognize microscopic things. What titter tzawa? It's a microscopic substance. There's no substance. Halacha doesn't recognize that as existent. Right? So it's not, you can't say there's something on my hands. I, there's an effect of ruach. Well, that's very nice. It's an effect, but it can't be recognized as a substance of a titter tzawa. But the thing is, like I said, all I say, if you want to say there's nothing on my hands, so then why do I have to wash my hands in the morning? Why do I have to wash my hands in the morning? You say, because I have germs on my hands. What germs? There's no such thing as germs. But the answer is, I mean, it is halacha, you have to. So what's the halacha based upon? So it's based upon Shemata and Avsechem. And Shemata Avsechem says you have to guard yourself. Now, guarding yourself takes into account the realm of medicine and the realm of germs and the realm of, you can't, can put halachic categories, normal halachic categories, onto the realm of Shemira. Right? Because Shemira is taluy in health. And health is given to Malach HaYashari. So you can't just say, if it's microscopic, I don't know about it. You know?
Right.
So the realm of health says, basically, you have dirt on your hands. You have these microscopic dirt on your hands, and this stuff's going to kill you. And you got to wash it off. And the realm of which, the halachic realm, which Rav Nachman Seichem, gives reality to this dirt. Gives reality to the start, right? And that's why you have to wash your hands off every morning. Ah. And now maybe the question is, now when it comes to Yom Kippur, and now the guy says, has this stuff on his hands, this dirt, which in normal halachic areas does not have any halachic reality, but because of the realm of Shanta Shem Seichem, this particular microscopic dirt comes under the radar of halacha because of the realm of Shanta Shem Seichem, which is a halachic, it is a mitzvah, it's not totally outside the halachic system, it is a mitzvah. So you say, once this dirt is recognized by the halachic system as being dirt, so now I'll say, my hands are milchachas b'tira v'tzawa. Right, so therefore I can wash it off. That'll be Tosa's argument. That is Tirasa. The other argument is, the counter argument is to say, is that just because it has a reality in the realm of Vishant Nafshal Seichem, that remains apart from the normal halachic system. Because you can't, that's the question, is do you say that when something gains reality through the realm of Vishant Nafshal Seichem, therefore it becomes recognized by halacha? Or do you say no, is that, that's like Koveya, its own world, so to speak. Shavu Zeichem Chu will recognize those things, but that you can't use that and carry it over to the realm of normal types of halachic structures, because they're two different worlds. You know what I mean? Well, so, I mean, that's the question. I mean, to go further, I mean, I have to be in their heads. I mean, I don't know, but does the fact that halacha recognizes it through the realm of Shavu Zeichem, does that allow it, give it a reality now in the halachic system? I mean, I guess the question of how close the institution Rishmata Modal Nafsha Seichem is to halacha. I mean, it certainly comes into halacha. It has halachic expression. But though, I guess it's a question in its relationship. I mean, is it just like you're mechuyev to do it, but it has its own, it's totally apart. It's just halacha is mechayev in that, but it doesn't, there's no carryover. You say, no, once it's a part of the halachic system, so now that which is a chafza in that realm is going to be recognized even in other realms. It's simple. David points out this more universal approach than the other one's stuck in Yom Kippur. This one is more universal. It's going to Yishmata and Asher Seichem. And they say, if you look simple pshat and tosus, he's saying in lecha melechlochos yosem mizah, right? So it sounds like he's saying this is really melechlochos. Hands are dirty. Either not dirty, or they are dirty. I mean, this is the greatest dirt. I mean, it sounds that way. I mean, it's not right or anything. But I think what's also difficult, I mean, I happen to think that the other way of, I mean, yeah, I'm not in the sugyas on Yom Kippur and Rechitza, but I think it's a chiddush to say that Rechitza's tainug is like, that's the Isser. That other way for Rashi, the way we learn is that Isser is Rechitza's tainug, and therefore here, even though it's not Tidur Tzoah, that's Tosos. You're right, that's Tosos, sorry, with Tosos. But that's the Shita. Rashi's the same either way. Rashi's the same either way. He's just saying this isn't, the Heter is, Rechitza's also, and the Heter is Tirat Zohar, and this isn't Tirat Zohar. The question is, what's Tosos' argument to that? Is he saying this is Tirat Zohar because of the microscopic becomes halachic here? You know? Or do you say, no, it's not Tirat Zohar, but he really learns the whole thing, Tosos. He says there's no halacha that it's only mutter to Tirat Zohar, rather the Isser is Rechitza's Tainug, and this isn't Rechitza's Tainug. Right? The chiddush is that that's a hard category, rechitzas tainuk. I mean, to say that in the deraisa, this is the rechitzas tainuk, because again, it involves like a das, you know, like a kavana. I mean, it just seems harder. It seems like a harder formulation. But I mean, I guess you have to be in the sugyas of you know, in those gemaras there about walking through the water. I mean, there are different sugyas about rechitza there. You know, I mean, I'm just like it's hard. It's harder. Okay, so now let's go to the question about... so let's learn like Rashi for a little bit, okay? So according to Rashi, I think it's a simpler way to go. According to Rashi, the halacha, this stuff basically is not teretzoa. No, really, rechitzas are. So the only matter to do rechitzas is teretzoa. And this rachra is not teretzoa. It's not teretzoa, right? It's microscopic. It's not teretzoa. But yet, you have the case in this brisa is that you're allowed, a woman's allowed to wash her hand in order to feed her kid. Right? So the question is, why is that mutter? It's not tiratzoa. It wasn't tiratzoa in the morning. Now all of a sudden the afternoon becomes tiratzoa. So why could she do it? So maybe you'll tie it because it's like on the fashos. Our kid has to eat. What are we going to do?
That should be kind of the fashos in the morning also.
No, because it's only when you feed the kid. It's only when she feeds the kid. Huh?
You could touch your mouth.
Whatever, but it's different. I mean, you say, look, you're careful not to touch your mouth. But feeding your kid, you're feeding your kid. It's good to say your kid needs the food. But you see, for instance, Beis Shammai, or Shammai is like, he didn't do it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's hard to say, it's Sakanas and Afashos, that the kid's going to starve, and he's, you know, and he's saying, you know, I'm not going to do it. Forget it. And what do? He told someone else to do it. I mean, if it's a chumra, then it doesn't help to tell someone else to do it. I mean, if he holds it, he shouldn't do it. Then no one should do it. But it's so it must be. Look, I guess the kid could do his own or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, showing from Shammai that he didn't do it, that there's not a sakana issue here. It's not a sakana, it's an afashos, because otherwise everyone's going to, every time a chacham has to go and feed the kid, he's going to die. So it seems like it's not sakana. So if it's not sakana, so why is it mutter to do it with one hand? What's this thing with one hand also? It sounds like a funny thing. One hand? I mean, but why is it mutter? I mean, before we get to the one hand, I mean, what's that there? What's that there? Is he telling me this ruch ra is not a halachic thing? So now how does it become halachic when it comes to feeding your kid?
Right.
So what we're going to do is we lay out the problems. That's one problem. Another problem is that after you explain why it is that it's mutter, right, why is there a heter here, you're going to have to explain why only one hand. Right? Why only one hand and not two hands? Because, I mean, if it's a mutter, it's a mutter, it's a non-mutter. I mean, presumably you can wash two hands to feed your kid. I mean, you normally feed your kid with two hands. Why is it only mutter one hand? Okay? That's another question. The next question is why does Beis Shammai argue? Why did Shammai argue? Well, it's his taina. Right? Well, it's his taina. I mean, he didn't even do it with one hand, so apparently he didn't hold by that there.
Yeah,
that
was the first question.
What?
That was the first question.
Now, the first question is why is it mutter in the first place? Why is it mutter? But now, given that it's mutter, so once you have a svar for why it's mutter, now you're going to have to show what's Shammai's svar to argue on that svar. He must have had a different svar. He held it was asar. Or, I mean, did he hold it was asar? It's funny also. He says, shalo rotza. Like, he didn't want to do it. I mean, it doesn't mean he didn't want to do it. You know what I mean? What kind of thing is that? I mean, did he hold it was asar, or he just didn't want to do it? Is he being a machmir? I mean, what was Shammai's deal, you know?
What was the second question?
And the last question I'd say is what's the deal that when they, so apparently they didn't like what Shammai was doing.
They forced him.
But they forced him to do it with two hands. they only held you only allowed to do one hand. So what, now they forced him to do two hands? I mean, how did they do that? And that's also even according to them, it seems. So what, because he didn't want to do the halacha, they made him do even worse? And so it's also even according to them? We'll show you, Shammai. And it just sounds like sounds like a crazy thing. You can't force it. Apparently you hold it's also to do two hands. So it's also to do two hands. How can you force them to do two hands? Force them to do one hand. That's really the question. Could he do one hand or no hands? So you think he's wrong and you don't want him to get away with this thing. So force him to do one hand. Right? I mean, that's difficult. It's very difficult, that part, right? And then I guess, I mean, you have to think about is will this whole way of thing be different within Tosos, within Rabbeinu Tam? Or it'll be the same. I mean, after you do all this, I mean, forget it for the time being, but after you work it all out, just think, does it make a difference? Does this whole Gemara, the way you learn this Gemara, make a difference whether you're within Rashi or within Rabbeinu Tam? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but, you know. I mean, I think in order to think about it, you have to just focus your attention on one of them, and I think Rashi is the simpler position. But is it going to make a difference?